We turn our attention to Te Whanganui Atara, and sadly multiple people have been dead, several have been injured, after a large fire has broken out at a Wellington hostel. Crews were alerted just after midnight last night to the fire at Loafers Lodge, which is on Adelaide Road in Newtown. Timothy Wagner is with us. Timothy is involved with our sister station Tupukotika, our Māori broadcasters out of the capital. And to be honest, it's just a tragic set of circumstances. There were suggestions that alarms didn't go off and also sprinkler systems weren't working, and it is feared that the death toll will rise through the course of the day. Timothy, thank you for joining us on the program today.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's tragic, isn't it, Ehua? Obviously, it will go down as one of our major fires in Aotearoa, but I know it's a very difficult kaupapa to speak of at this stage. We salute the efforts of our fire safety and emergency staff, but hoi anō, the death toll is expected to rise. You're at the cordon. Can you describe what you're seeing at the moment, please, Timothy?
Well, actually, I walked through the cordon to my friend's house, and I walked from the other side. From there's a group of flats on a hill, so I walked from there and I had a bird's eye view, and saw that the top of the building had been burnt. Now I walked down the down through the cordon, and the whole place, as soon as you got to it and went to the other side of it, it stank, and the top floor, couple of windows had been taken out. The cops and the emergency services were a bit stressed, you know. But yeah, there's about 40 people unaccounted for, I think, there.
It's described, this particular lodge, as having 92 rooms. I'm not quite sure what the occupancy rates would be, but it's been a long time since we've witnessed anything in the scale of devastation that, sadly, we're led to believe could result in more fatalities, Timothy. It's not something that we encounter every day. What feelings did it invoke for you when you saw the devastation? The top floor of the building, obviously,
well, it's a great sadness, because it's part of my community, right? You know, here they are, they're in Wellington. I actually live down the road, and so that there, and the people who are there, who are injured and died, they're all somehow a part of our community. So I think everybody's woken up, had a look at that news, and felt a bit of sadness, say.
It goes without saying, our thoughts with you, and of course with those who have been involved in it. There's some suggestion that some people might have bailed out and peeled rather than staying to ascertain or allowing authorities to ascertain how they are faring. I mentioned in the introduction that facilities or numbers are expected to rise through the course of the day. That's a reality that we have to confront, Nair.
Yeah. Well, like you said, there was. I reckon, because I've been past there and had a yarn. There was a woman who owned it. I hope she's okay, or ran it. And there was pretty much, it was pretty much full day.
Well, that's even more concerning, isn't it? As far as the fire crews are concerned, I mean, I don't know whether you'd be aware, but reports are saying that alarms didn't work and that sprinkler systems likewise.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not aware of that.
52 people.
But I am aware of is that Wellington is probably, we've had asbestos warnings. So you can't really, it's been recommended to wear a mask when you go out into the CBD.
Because of the asbestos in the building. It's been a prominent part of the Budget ACOM scene in Wellington, this particular whare?
Well, yeah. I think it was certainly a bit of an, it was certainly a kind of an earlier one. Well, it's not, you know. Lots of people go there. I think it's like lots of people who are from what I've seen there, it's like mainly single men that live there.
It's just absolutely tragic. Can you recall anything like it in recent times, Timothy?
No, not here. No, not here. The only thing that would come close to it that I've seen is that on, and that was on the TV, is that fire in Pimlico in London. But remember that? It was quarter light. And
when the cladding caught, yes. It's just such a sobering reminder of the dangers that exist in accommodation settings of this type. And obviously the community is reeling. The fire, from your assessment, you can see that the actual fire is out, though.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the road's still closed. The road's still... Oh, sorry. The road's still closed. But not much else. You can't really see much else there. Just other than the road's closed and the fire's burnt part of the building out.
Obviously, at a time like this, we've got a feel for our emergency personnel. It's something they train for, yes, but something also that you'd hope never to encounter in your life experience or in your day-to-day mahi, ne?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel for those emergency people having to deal with that, because what a thing to deal with, man. Yeah? It's a bit overwhelming.
Indeed, very overwhelming, and for you who lives close by, you no doubt walk past this whare thousands of times over the years, and here we are reminded just how quickly tragedy can occur, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, look.
Yeah, I probably have to go now.
Okay, thanks very much, Timothy. Sorry? Thank you. Thank you for sharing
it's
some credit
right.
all with us. I appreciate it very much. That's Timothy Wagner with us from our broadcasting whanaunga from Tupuko Tika.